You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Let's continue.
We're finding love now.
I doubt it.
You get this, don't you?
I understand this dumb segment. Yeah.
I was so wrapped up in us finding love today.
Yeah.
Yeah. That it was
Were
like,
you?
Oh,
really?
It happens.
Okay.
We're invested in these folks.
Yeah. We are. We are. I want to help, especially today. So that's right.
Yes.
Oh, and look at that. Beth was a winner. And then Beth is also the name of the person we're speaking to.
Oh.
Look at that.
Imagine
that.
Oh, what if it was? I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't think so. Hi, Beth.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm good. You know, like Alexis always says, we're finding love today, guys.
Well,
that's a plan.
Well, let's hope, Beth. Let's hope.
Oh, Beth, we love you already.
Beth, we've wasted enough of your time. I'm going to shut my mouth. Go ahead and tell us your story, my friend.
Okay, well, I went on a date with this woman named Sam, and she's great. She's really smart and funny and kind of delightfully dour, which I find really endearing. And we had been DMing back and forth, and we on Instagram for a while, and then I really wanted to meet her in person.
Okay.
Nice. So you guys went on a date?
Yeah. Yeah. And
where'd you go?
Yeah, we went to dinner and a movie, and, you know, we got some burgers at Potluck, and then we went to see Avatar. And, I mean, I just had to see what that was all about. Honestly, I picked the movie because I wanted to spend as much time with Sam as possible. And that worked because that is a very long movie.
Sure is.
Yeah, very long, yes. Okay.
Who can hold their pee the longest?
Yeah.
Yeah, great first date material, Alexis.
Yeah. Okay, so the movie happened, and what else?
Well, yeah, the movie finally ended, and then after that, we got a little dessert, and, we just, a little DQ, and then we parted ways, but I've been ghosted, guys. I mean, I want to go on another date with Sam. I don't know what's going on.
Oh.
So nothing past the ice cream. Well, I'm at least optimistic. I thought you were going to tell me that it was, once Avatar ended after 17 hours that it was just, you guys got in your car and went home.
Exhausted.
So, yeah.
Did anything odd happen at DQ or anything odd happen,
No.
At dinner?
Okay. No, not that I can think of. I thought we had a great time, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because that's generally when you could have talked and at least gotten to know each other. Conversation felt good and feeling the vibe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Anything else, ladies? Anything else? No other questions? Okay.
No.
Well, Beth, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold, and we have Sam on the other line. The only thing she knows is that we are calling about a date.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that it's about you. So hold on just a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Hold okay. on for one more day.
Let's go to Sam. Hi, Sam.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
I'm okay. I mean, this is, I have to say, a first for me.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, we know, believe me. So thank you for doing it. So, Sam, we do this segment about dates that, there's one date and there's nothing else afterwards. And that's kind of where you come in. We're calling about your date with Beth. Does that ring a bell to you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yes, I